as you let your body and mind relax, let it relax into and be part of the environment that you find yourself in. Notice that you are definitely a part of a greater whole. That all of the experiences that you may be having internally and in terms of your perception of the physical body, all of these experiences exist within a larger order. That contains and is also responsible for your experiences. So as you allow your body to relax and bring in that inner friend that accepts and appreciates the body as it is, allowing it to relax more and more deeply. And bringing in that inner friend that allows the mind to relax and to be as it is, to be appreciated and accepted for what it is. As it is. Let that inner friend extend out to the environment that you find yourself in, the life that you find yourself in, all of which is as much a part of you as are your more near experiences of the physical body, the breath, and the mind. The life that you find yourself in also is very much part of you, part of your prarabdha. See if you can be with them, appreciate them as they are, and realize all of those aspects of your life as very intimate parts of your karma, of your prarabdha. To be acknowledged by you and accepted by you as a fact, positive or negative, it is a fact. A fact of your experience. If there are negative experiences in your life or situations that evoke negative feelings in your mind, notice that the negative feeling that's evoked is a result of a whole network of events or situations or cause and effect that is responsible for the manifestation of that feeling. And that very feeling is also also has its causes. And can also be accepted by you as part and parcel of Ishvara's order. When you have positive and negative feelings, negative we focus on sometimes because they are what cause us pain. So how to find relief for that, for the pain of those negative emotions. Seeing them as an effect of an intricate order of cause and effect that is much bigger than you as a jiva, in fact, can be helpful. It allows you to objectify all of the feelings, the anxieties, the hurts, as part of Ishvara. And see those feelings or situations as being an effect of many different causes coming together. Because there is nothing that is not Ishvara, nothing that's away from that infinite order. In our world of experience. Every experience is in fact a karma pala, a result of some karma. And that's why when we objectify it, we can see that particular result as being part of a much bigger network of cause and effect, some of which we know, some that we don't know, but much that we can see.